前几天听另外一个做自媒体的人说，说他接的商务。
A few days ago, I heard another self-media person talk about the business he had received.
因为男粉比例高。
Because the proportion of male fans is high.
报酬就被压得很低。
The pay is very low.
我一听啊，
I heard it.
还有这个说法呀？
There's another way to say it.
然后我一打听才知道。
And I found out that
还真是，主要原因说是女性才是消费主体。
That's really the main reason.
然后我一看我的后台数据，直接沉默了，87%的男粉丝。
Then I looked at my backend data and saw that 87% of my male fans had gone silent.
虽然以我这个粉丝基数，接商务离我还很遥远。
Although I am still far from being a professional,
但是也不妨碍咱提前未雨绸缪一下嘛。
But it doesn't prevent us from preparing in advance.
所以这几天我就寻思，怎么才能吸引点女粉。
So I've been thinking about how to attract more female fans lately.
宝宝，平衡一下数据呢。
What is the data for Baby Balance?
我想了四五个选题。
I have thought of 4 or 5 topics.
写了七版稿子。
I have written 7 drafts.
我都不太满意。
I'm not very satisfied.
然后都让我废掉了。
Then they all left me be useless.
最后我实在是没辙了。
Finally, I was completely exhausted.
我就打起了个歪主意。
I came up with a mischievous idea.
我想要不干脆就找几个女粉丝多的博主。
I want to find a few bloggers who have a lot of female fans.
照着他们的那个爆款视频照抄一下吧。
Copy their popular video script.
这样是不是就会吸引一些女粉丝？
Will this attract some female fans?
反正只要是真人出镜，平台。
Well, as long as it's a platform where real people appear,
那就不会判定我抄袭。
I won't be judged for plagiarism.
更何况去年我那两个爆。
Moreover, the 2 of my best-selling products last year,
当时也有人一字不差的照抄。
At that time, someone also copied it verbatim.
我。
Oh.
哎，我就这样给自己做了心理建设。
I built myself up mentally like this.
然后我就去找了一个视频。
Then I found a video.
但是就在那个瞬间。
But at that moment,
我突然就想起了一篇小说。
I suddenly remembered a novel.
说就是芥川龙之介的罗生。
However, exposing the Dragon Realm's illusionary door,
他在这篇小说里精准地描述出了我这种为了干坏事。
He accurately described my kind in this novel, who are motivated by the desire to do bad things.
给自己找理由、找借口的心理了。
Find excuses and justifications for yourself.
那今天我们就索性来讲一下罗生门的故事。
Today, we'll talk about the story of the story of the River Gate.
其实一提到罗生门
When you mention the story of the story of the stone,
大家想的可能都是所有人各执一词。
What everyone might be thinking is that everyone will have their own opinion.
导致真相扑朔迷离这么一个概念。
This leads to the concept of a confusing truth.
这个其实是黑泽明的电影里面的内容，取自芥川的小说。
This actually comes from the novel by Kagawa, which is a scene in the movie by Akira Kurosawa.
竹林中，只不过就是套上了一层罗生门的皮。
It's just a matter of putting on a disguise.
今天我们讲的小说原著和电影没有多大关系。
Today, the novel and the movie have little to do with each other.
这个罗生门是日本京都的一座旧城门。
This is a traditional Japanese gate in Kyoto.
在100年前
100 years ago
这座城门底下
Underneath this city gate
因为连年灾荒嘛就堆满了无名的尸体
Because of the years of disasters there were piles of nameless corpses
平时没有人过来
Formerly no one comes
只有一群群乌鸦盘旋着想啄死人的肉吃
Only a flock of crows were circling, eager to peck at people's flesh.
这天傍晚突然有个人过来躲在下面避雨
That evening, a stranger suddenly came and hid under the awning to avoid the rain.
说是避雨
It's for shelter from the rain.
其实他也是走投无路
Actually,He was also in a desperate situation.
无处可去了。
Nowhere to go.
他原来是一个大户人家的仆役。
He was originally a wealthy family's servant.
前几天呢，就被人解雇了。
A few days ago, I was fired.
他就发愁。
He was worried.
哎，这明天的日子该怎么过呢？
What should I do tomorrow?
当时的情况是
The situation was that
京城非常的萧条
Beijing is very bleak
不想个办法的话
If you don't like it
就只能饿死
Then I can only starve to death
然后被人像野狗一样扔在罗生门下了
Then he was thrown out like a stray dog and left at the foot of the Luo River
但是正当途径
However, through legitimate channels,
他实在是想不出别的办法了。
He really couldn't think of any other way.
可倘若是不择手段呢？
What if it's not done by any means?
哎，好像就能活下去了。
I think I can survive.
他思来想去，结论。
He thought about it for a long time and came to a conclusion.
就是除了当强盗，也没别的生路了。
The only way to survive is to not be a bandit.
但是当坏人也需要勇气啊。
But even villains need courage.
这个勇气又从哪儿来呢？
Where does this courage come from?
这个时候啊。
At this time.
其实他还守着一条底线。
In fact, he also maintains a bottom line.
但是夜晚天气实在是太冷了。
But the weather at night is really too cold.
哎、
oh,
他就这样四处张望。
He looked around.
想着眼下要是能找一个遮风避雨的地方。
If only I could find a place to shelter from the wind and rain.
烤烤火在舒坦的睡上一觉就好了。
And that is all you need.
于是呢他就准备爬上楼梯去门楼上看看。
So he was about to climb the stairs to the upper floor to take a look.
起初他以为楼上也就是些死人。
At first, he thought the people upstairs were just dead.
可是上了几个台阶。
But after climbing a few steps,
就发现上面透出些火光来。敢在这里点火的，那肯定是强人啊。
I saw that someone had already lit a fire here, so it must be a strong person who came.
他就先偷偷地往里窥探。
He first secretly peeked inside.
只见楼内尸骸遍地，强烈的腐臭味。
I saw corpses scattered throughout the building and a strong stench of decay.
让他一下就捂住了鼻子。
He immediately covered his nose.
可是下一刻看到的景象
But the next moment,
让他连鼻子都忘了捂了
He forgot to cover his nose
只见一个又矮又瘦
I saw a short and thin man
像个猴子一样的老婆子
An old woman like a monkey
手举着一个松明的火
Holding a lantern
火把正弯下腰
Bend down
死死地盯着一具女尸
Staring at the corpse of a woman.
看长发的女尸。
Looking at the corpse with long hair.
下一秒他就把火把插在那个地板缝里。
The next second, he stuck the torch in the crack of the floor.
双手扶着尸体的脑袋
holding the head of the corpse with both hands,
就像母猴子给小猴子抓狮子一样
just like a mother monkey catches a lion for her baby monkey,
开始一根一根地拔女尸的头发
start pulling out one strand of hair at a time.
大家想象一下
imagine
这个画面哈
this scene,
黑夜死人堆里老太太女尸
old woman and corpse in a graveyard at night,
还有又长又黑的头发散落一地
there are also long black hairs scattered on the ground.
是不是鸡皮疙瘩都起来了
Did I make you feel goosebumps?
这个仆役呢起先也很害怕
Initially, Puyi was also very scared.
但是看那个女尸的头发被一根一根地拔下来
Then I saw the woman's hair being pulled up one by one.
恐惧就慢慢变少了
The fear gradually diminished.
心里反而涌起一阵说不清的愤怒
I was suddenly filled with an inexplicable anger.
她开始对这个老太婆产生了反感
She began to dislike the old woman. Oh,
你趁着雨夜把死人头发
You pluck the hair of the dead man in the rain.
不管你有什么理由
No matter what your reasons.
就凭这一点罪恶都已经不可饶恕了
With this, the crime is already unforgivable.
可是她好像忘了刚才自己还打算去做强盗呢
But it seems she had forgotten that she had originally planned to be a robber.
于是这个仆役突然就觉得自己站住了道德高地。
Suddenly, the butler felt that he had established a moral high ground.
觉得自己有资格审判全世界了。
I feel like I have the right to judge the whole world.
他就直接冲上去一把就擒住了。
He directly rushed forward and subdued him in one blow.
这个老太婆开始审问起来。
The old woman began to interrogate.
说你拔死人头发干什么
What are you doing with my dead hair?
这个老太婆蠕动了几下嘴巴
The old woman wriggled her lips.
干巴巴地说我把头发拔下来
I said that I would cut my hair off.
哎，是想去做假发
I want to get a wig.
这个回答让仆役大失所望
This answer disappointed Puyi.
他本来期待着能有一个更罪恶的理由
He was hoping for a more sinful reason.
好让自己的那个审判更正义一点呢
So that my judgment can be more just.
没想到就是这么一个简单的理由
I didn't expect it to be such a simple reason.
失望之余呢
What to do when disappointed?
他心里又产生了一种轻蔑和怒气
He felt a sense of contempt and anger.
老太婆一看他这个神情，马上又结结巴巴地解释说，拔死人头发也许不对。
The old woman, upon seeing her expression, immediately started to babble, explaining that pulling out someone's hair might be wrong.
但是这个女人生前也不是什么好人。
However, the woman was not a good person in her previous life.
他把蛇肉晒干
He dried the snake meat
当成鱼干卖
When sold as dried fish
我不觉得他这么干有多坏
I don't think he's doing anything bad
因为不这么干的话就得饿死
If I don't do this, I'll starve to death
同样呢我不把他的头发换钱也得饿死
Similarly, even if I don't cut his hair for money, he will starve to death
都是没办法的事儿。
It's just a matter of circumstance.
我想她应该能谅解。不拔。
I think she should be able to understand why I didn't pull it out.
她的头发换钱就得饿死。
His hair is worth money, but he's starving.
大家听到这句话的时候是什么感觉呢
What do you feel when you hear this sentence?
我的第一反应是
My first reaction was, L,
这老太太的话
the old lady's words,
乍一听还怪有道理的
At first glance, it seems to make sense. This is the most amazing thing about borrowing the Ring of Power.
就这么一句话,
Just one sentence.
他就把道德变成了一场糜烂的游戏。
He turned morality into a game of who can do the worst thing.
只要我能证明对方比我脏,
As long as I can prove that the other person is dirtier than me.
那我干的事就自动洗白了。
Then my actions will be automatically cleared.
这个仆役也是一样。
This puri was also the same.
听着听着，刚才在门楼下思考的关于饿死还是当强盗的问题。
Listening, I thought about the question of starving or becoming a thief under the door.
他现在已经没有任何犹豫了。
He has no more hesitation now.
他一把揪住老太婆的衣领。
He grabbed the old woman's hand.
凶狠地说
He said viciously.
没错。
Right?
这么说来
So?
我扒你的衣服
I'm stripping you naked.
你也不会怪我吧
Will you not be angry with me?
都是没办法的事儿。
It's all unavoidable.
不然我就得饿死。
Otherwise, I will starve to death.
然后这个仆役就麻利地扒下老婆子的衣服。
Then the man quickly undressed his wife.
一脚把抱住他腿的这个小老太踹
Kick a small old man who was holding his legs.
夹着衣服就跑了
He ran away clutching his clothes.
他跑的时候心里没有任何愧疚
He didn't feel any guilt when he ran away.
相反
On the contrary,
他觉得自己终于想通了揭穿起这个其实是在讲人是怎么一步步从不想变坏到心安理得的坏的。这个过程不需要有人逼你。
He felt that he finally understood how to expose the process by which people gradually and without external pressure, step by step, become bad. This process doesn't require anyone to force them.
只需要一个台阶。
You just need one step.
那个台阶
Go up a step.
往往就是反正大家都这样。芥川
Often, it's just that everyone is doing it, so it's exposed.
没有写这个仆役后来怎么样了哈。
What happened to the servant later?
因为已经不重要了。
For example, it's no longer important.
重要的是他在罗生门底下跨过了
It is important that he crossed under the Yuosheng Gate.
那道门跨过去就回不来了。
That door, once crossed, cannot be returned.
其实生活里这样的门多了去了。
In fact, there are many such doors in life.
比如工作里面，领导让你虚报数据。
For example, your boss asks you to falsify data at work.
你心里想
What are you thinking about? Oh,
反正整个行业都这样。
Well, a whole industry is like that.
再比如感情里
For example, in love,
你发现对象不忠
You find that the partner is not suitable.
你就打开了那个很久没联系的对话框
You opened that long uncontacted chat box.
心里想
I've thought,
反正他也不干净。
Anyway, he's not innocent.
再比如我看那些爆款视频，像
For example, the popular videos I watch.
照抄一下多
Thinking of copying it down.
省事
Convenience.
反正也不会被罚。
Never be penalized.
那个我要抄的爆款视频，其实
The popular video I'm going to copy.
实现在就存在我的手机里面。
Actually, it's right here on my phone.
就是我的罗生门。
That's my door of opportunity.
当时我都打开文档，要
I had already opened the document.
开始抄了。
Let's start copying.
但是我就突然意识到，我这不就是在扒别人的头发吗？
At that moment, I suddenly realized that I was actually cutting someone else's hair.
那个被我抄的博主
The blogger I copied.
他熬了无数个晚上写的稿子。
He wrote countless articles.
他面对镜头反复录了几十遍的表情。
He repeatedly recorded his expressions for dozens of times in front of the camera.
那都是他的头发。
As his hair.
我拔下来做成了我的假发，变成流量。
I took it out and made it into a wig, which became a source of income.
然后告诉自己。
Then tell yourself.
那都是没办法的事儿。
That's just the way things are.
是不是就是在自欺欺人呢？
Are you just deceiving yourself?
可是假发戴久了。
When you wear a wig for a long time.
还能记得自己真正的头发吗？
Do you still remember your own hair?
今天我没跨过那道门。
At that time, I didn't pass through that door. Reverse.
也不是我有多高尚。
It's not that I'm particularly virtuous.
我就是怕现在图省事儿，等哪。
I'm just afraid that one day I'll be too lazy to do it.
天，我自己真的想写点东西。
I really want to write something myself.
表达点什么，录点视频。
Expressing the idea of making a video.
发现自己还在原地踏步，一点进步没有。
I feel like I'm stuck and making no progress.
其实我也不知道明天或者后天在面对下一个罗生门的时候。
Actually, I don't know what I will face in the next Rose Gate situation tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
我还会不会找到一个不跨过门去的理由？
I still can't find a reason not to cross the threshold.
还能不能坚持住
Can you still hold on?
可能坚持住了
Maybe he slash she slash it has persevered
也可能坚持不住
It may also not last
但至少这次我还在门口
But at least this time I was still at the door